Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm.
There has to come a moment where everybody just gets tired of hearing Joe Biden gaffes, right? There has to come a moment when everybody says, could I please not hear one more of these things? Because they're so often, they're daily. Tony, don't play any more of them. We don't need to hear any more gaffes, because the man makes so many gaffes.
Name me one.
Well, I can name you many, sir. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. I can name you many, many gaffes. So many that one would think that you have what is known as a problem. Like a real problem. So I debate whether to share it with you. And then I immediately said, debate over, I'm sharing it with you. The popcorn moment, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's the story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn, because there is more. I bring it up because anybody who thinks that this does not have an effect on the election is out of their mind. And one of the things that we are witnessing as we get into this election year is what is actually moving an electorate. So I've been reaching out, for example, to friends who do radio in Indiana, right? Speaking with some other radio hosts, what are they hearing? What are they seeing? Who's really kind of moving the votes? Who's gathering excitement? I'm going to go over some of that in just a little bit. But so many times we're told that what we see with our own eyes isn't real. Somehow that what we know to be true is not true, and how dare we notice it? How dare we notice that we have an issue at the southern border, we have an issue with illegal immigrants, and they are illegal immigrants, not undocumented. So bigoted is to say the term undocumented. Oh my goodness gracious. I do not understand these racists who want to claim that people who have broken the law are just undocumented. These bigots, these hateful shrews who want to say that if you came into the country illegally, the problem is you just don't have a piece of paper. It is so hateful to people who have worked the system and have come to the country legally. It's beyond me. And I don't know why people like Representative Ocasio-Cortez or Congressman Andre Carson or Speaker, former Speaker Pelosi, I don't know why they hate brown people so much, but they do. They do. I don't get it myself. Now, that twist of conversation I enjoy tremendously, and I have no plans of stopping. Why? Exclusive poll from Axios. Latino support for border wall deportations jumps. Well, no crap. Is that right? People who are in the country legally, people who are citizens of the United States, don't like lawbreakers. Film at 11. The only people shocked by this are people who serve on the Indianapolis City County Council. Everybody else totally gets it. No. There are six Republicans on the council, and they are really speaking their mind. Guys, I am looking at you. Really? No one has anything to say about this communist Jesse Brown? And what is this whole thing with him and calling the police on a black person? There's a story out there that one of the citizen journalists has, and I haven't had a chance to read it in full yet, but could someone explain that to I would love that explained to me. The percentage of Latinos who say they support building a border wall and deporting all undocumented immigrants has jumped 10 points since 2021. This is an Axios Ipsos Latino poll that is in partnership with Telemundo. The finding suggests that former President Trump's calls for more border security and perhaps his anti-immigrant rhetoric are registering even among people who may have ties to immigration, which means there is no anti-immigration rhetoric. It's we're sick and tired of lawbreakers. Who's we? Oh, you know, rational folk. Not people who want to reward illegality to tear down the system. People who recognize that you should have a system and you should have laws and laws should be followed. And we should engage the Liberty Society with as few regulations as possible to allow the maximum amount of freedom as possible without chaos. That's liberty. Liberty being different from freedom. Of course, we've always been correct on the subject. We've been honest about the subject. Over the past couple days, I've been doing this thing about these people who want to say, well, you have to call them undocumented. No person is illegal. It is such hateful talk. I am surprised the left allows it. I love that turn there. I really do. And now I've got this polling. So now we've got it all. And the left, in many ways, can't stand that you should point out reality. Reality is not what should be seen. Reality is the issue. You want reality? This is reality for the people who want to reelect and run to reelect Joe Biden.
Elect me. I'm in the 21st century.
The man does not know what century he's in. Elect me, I'm in the 20th century. I'm not even sure how that conversation came up. But so we are clear, the idea that Joe Biden doesn't know what century he is in is just another example of what we know to be true, that Joe Biden doesn't know what century he is in. The gaffes are one thing. It is when the gaffes build on other gaffes, and you see again and again and again and again that he has no connection whatsoever to reality, that he thinks he's talking to Mitterrand, the former president of France, who's been dead for decades. And they're going to tell me about his vigor and his strength. No, not me. They're going to tell you about his vigor and his strength and his mind, and he is so probing with his questions.
Elect me. I'm in the 20th century, 21st century.
Can we discuss how old he sounds? How frail he sounds? No, can't discuss. You can't. They can't. We certainly can. And we certainly will. This is just one of the many, many, many reasons I state that the Democrats will not run this man for the election. It will change. It will change at the convention. I mean, honestly, how could it not?